1400 and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
Garage sale listings on the air and on the web at Garage Sale Prices. Call 342-1400 or log on to KVOE.com for details.
Thanks for listening.
I love the station.
We must be doing something right. 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, KVOE, live and local.
KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 7:12. Right now, sitting at 67 degrees, our high today will be 88. Master Gardener process is underway right now. We're pleased to be joined by Lyon County Extension Horticulturist Travis Carmichael with an update on the program.
Travis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Glad to have you on the program here this morning. And Travis is in specifically to talk about how to become a Lyon County Master Gardener. Well, first, let's define Master Gardener. Travis, exactly what is a Lyon County Master Gardener?
So Master Gardener, as a term, I think sometimes can scare folks because they expect, just by the name, they should be masters at growing flowers and having beautiful gardens and lawns. But really, the program is for anyone who just loves plants, loves gardening, wants to help educate folks and be a part of the extension office and the service that we give of the outreach and education to community members, whether that's youth all the way up to into the adult age ranges. So really, you know, it's just someone who has a love for plants and a love for gardening and wants to learn more. That's what the Master Gardener really in a nutshell is to us and what we promote it as. It's not a quote unquote master of gardening. That's just what we have over the years have deemed as the name of the program.
Travis, how many Master Gardeners do you currently have in Lyon County, and how do you become a Master Gardener?
So currently we have between 20 to 30 Master Gardeners in Lyon County, and the process to becoming one, it's fairly easy. It may sound a little daunting to some folks, but there is an application process. Basically, we accept anyone who has graduated high school and older. There are certain circumstances where across the state we have as a whole accepted younger folks, but we would like to talk to them first before we go through the application process. But it's a short application, and then we bring everyone in for kind of an orientation slash interview, where it gives us a chance to get to know the individuals who are applying and them to get to know myself as the agent. And I always try to bring in at least a Master Gardener or two to be involved with that interview. Then after that, we go through what's known as basic training, which starts in the fall. This year it starts about September 2nd and runs through December 16th. So that's, in a nutshell, the process to become a Master Gardener. Once you complete the basic training, then starting January for the next calendar year, we ask those trainees to give us 40 volunteer hours, which sounds like a lot, but when we are ramped up going full bore, it doesn't take long to get 40 volunteer hours in a calendar year.
So when you talk about volunteer hours, what are some of the activities would a volunteer be involved with?
So they get volunteer hours based on doing work at our demonstration gardens. That can either be watering it, helping weed it, plant. We also do some work at the Willie Mound White House, also known as Red Rocks Historical Site. They can get the hours that way, the garden tour, and any prep prior and the day of the tour is another way. And then any other outreach programs we do, whether that's with youth or adults, we help, I shouldn't say we help, we have a stop on the Zeus Education Safari that happens in the fall. The Master Gardeners are there. They'll either talk to the kids about insects or spiders. That's another thing. We've been the last few years up to Council Grove to the Water Festival and had a stop there. So that's some of our bigger ones, there, other things do pop up throughout the year. Helping with the fair is another one. How could I forget that? That starts next week. So, you know, they help with open class exhibits and getting the flowers and the vegetables displayed for the county fair. So
I bet you can rack up some hours there.
Yes, you can.
Well, Travis, you mentioned the word daunting, and, you know, as far as the training to become a master gardener, what is it, about 40 hours? What have you done, or have you done anything to maybe undauntify this process?
Yeah, so previously our basic training process would be for 12 weeks, starting in September, going through about the middle of December, and it would be an all-day training session in person. And due to only having, you know, maybe five or six that would go through training here, we would train with three other counties. I would train with Butler, Reno, and Harvey County. And so we would travel on Thursdays, leave the extension office about 7:30, and we'd get back about 5:30, depending how long the training went and location for our training session. So it really kind of, being gone all day, kind of restricted who could look at becoming an extension master gardener. And so through everything, through this past year and the pandemic, things have changed even at the state level with the program, where we now have some other options and tools in our bag that we can use to do basic training. And we are able now to switch it up and do a half day training. It's still 12 weeks, but it's a half day with an in-person or a virtual option to the training. So I'm going to be hosting in-person training sessions. They will be with extension specialists and other extension agents from across the state. It will be delivered by Zoom, but I will be hosting basically a watch party, per se, with the trainees, so that they can ask questions of me. We can ask them straight to the state. And it will be all Master Gardener trainees across the state will be attending these live, so we can interact that way. And then if those who can't make it to those in-person watch parties will also have the opportunity to watch them where they may be, whether that's at home or if their job is allowing them to do this as professional development at their workplace. So there's a little more flexibility, and then I am going to work with the trainees based on their schedule to have them come in a few times throughout that September to December time frame to do kind of some hands-on activities with me and some master gardeners, and kind of build more of that camaraderie within our group, and really kind of change how we've gone at the basic training.
Yeah, I think the training is more accessible now. Well, Travis, if folks are interested in the Master Gardener program, how can they pick up an application, and when is the application deadline?
Yes. So they can apply one of two ways. You can stop by the extension office and pick up a paper copy. We're located on West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem and Goods Cash Shaver, right next to the fairgrounds, or you can visit lion.ksu.edu and click on the Master Gardener tab, and there will be a button that says apply here, and you can apply online. Once I receive those, we'll be in contact with the Master Gardeners about the next steps, and those applications are due July 30th.
All right.
Outstanding.
Good program, Travis. Thanks. We'll, talk to you Thursday morning right here, tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Sounds great. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah, see you in the garden. Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension Horticulturalist and the Master Gardener Program. Chuck?
All right. And speaking of in the garden, if you've got heat-related questions, you might as well load them up, because it looks like we'll be dealing